How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Malcolm Go Podcast, November 13th, 2024, year of your Lord. Tony, Tyler, Vince, the snake. What's that? Oh, I fucked it all up. I can never hit the, what do they call it when you're playing the song? The post. I can never hit the post for the snake. And it's good. Oh, there we go.
Don't worry, I'm here too. I'm here.
Kenneth, sorry, I had to get his music. We haven't found Kenneth. We don't even know where Kenneth is these days. He's patrolling the South in his F-150 with his good old boy Leroy in the back.
I'm in the South Carolina, the greatest state that ever was or will be.
Yeah, I guess. I'm sorry, I can't get over. I'm just getting over the fact. I haven't stopped thinking about it that our good friend Snake is just telling you he's using my Bill Belichick letter against me, so he won't show me what he wrote. But he wrote to a famous person, and I'm gonna say it's a he, and he's well documented in the news recently, and yeah, they had a DM conversation. Now they're pen pals, just like me and old Bill Belichick. And it's killing me. He won't show me the full interaction. And I'm just going through the giantness of the text bubble and just noticing that no man has ever sent a text bubble this long in one full comment. So I know the snake. I know exactly how he operates, how he slithers amongst the winds and the weeds. So I kind of know what it is, and the positive response makes me think it was over the top nice, California cool. I could get this down, like, you know, like you play that game, like, oh, I can name that song in 10 seconds. I'm betting I could name that paragraph in under 2 minutes. KP, if you
I mean the audio.
He's the worst. It doesn't matter what state he's in.
No, it's not fucking me. I've been muted. First of all, go fuck yourselves because I heard the feedback and I was like, I'm going to mute myself.
I just muted him.
Do you hear it anymore?
No, fuck you. Do not cut me off during my rant. Fuck you. You are. That was not me. I muted myself during this and somebody had feedback and it wasn't me. Go fuck yourself.
All right, maybe. Now it stopped, but I think maybe you just I really think that you, since we can't see you, you might have just reset from like the toilet you were sitting on.
It's always something.
Yeah, it is, and it's never easy with him. There he goes again.
I don't know that I like this podcast. I think I'm starting my own podcast.
You can join the group. Have you ever been on Reddit? That's all that people talk about is how much they don't like the pod. Anytime I post it on there, it gets
But they fucking listen. All you trolls, you listen. My burner Twitter account, I just got notification that it's kicked off the internet. So
I know
I'm
you didn't.
So upset.
What burner internet account? It's not the Malcolm.
I made one, and it was strictly for slurs. And I just called Vincent
to get kicked off the internet by Elon. Do you know how hard that is nowadays to get kicked off by Elon?
Yeah, well, it didn't go well, and it lasted a week and a half before I got kicked off because I started a huge controversy.
I couldn't like any of his posts. The snake couldn't even like any of his posts.
Oh God, I need to get the fucking transcripts. Somebody get me the transcripts.
It's just a lot of calling Kamala's husband a fag, like shit like that. But that's all it is.
You can't just say stuff on the internet. Doesn't matter where it is. You can go on Blue Sky now. The new alternative. Yeah. The lib alternative to X.
Yeah. The snake will get after it, but it's like way. You know, it's not. I'm not out there dropping anything that would get me in trouble.
Me either. I mean, is retarded really that bad of a word? Like, is it that bad?
I mean, it kind of went away in the 90s. Kind of like, you weren't allowed to use that anymore. And I do say to my wife a lot that I don't like that gay people took queer away from us. Because that was one of my favorite things to say. And it really is a great Bostonian word to say.
KP.
R never hits. It's just so good. You call somebody a queer. And it's really a hilarious thing to say.
KP saying retard is like when black people let Spanish people say the N-word. Like, well, you're kinda. Yeah.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, exactly. He could use it.
Why is this camera's never either.
You know why.
It's fucking pitch black. I'm naked in my bed. What are you
exactly?
What's going on here?
And you're fucking getting reverb on your fucking mic. The amount of people that contact me on malcolmgopodcast@gmail.com and tell me fix that fucking bumpkin's mic I can't even get through the emails. It's
mostly
page
me.
After page. Yeah. Tyler with all his burners. Can we please kick this kid off the fucking pod? Get him off the pod. He doesn't even know what's going on.
Speaking about what's going on, I mean, Mayo coached a good game.
Did he coach a good game? I mean, he did.
I kind of thought so.
Their best all-around game. The defense resembled an NFL Belichick-style defense, even though the Chicago Bears were, I mean, their offense is, I don't even understand. They fired their offensive coordinator. Is that the second coach that the Patriots got fired? Is it the second one?
Oh, did he quit? Did they fire?
They fired the offensive coordinator.
But did they fire Saleh
after we beat them or no? Or did we beat them after Saleh left or before?
No, we beat them the week after Saleh was gone.
Okay,
so that
doesn't really count. But there was another team. We beat the Bengals,
Saleh
right?
was Muslim.
That's true. He probably still is, if we're being honest. So I think maybe that's the first coach we got fired then. All right, that's fine. But, yeah, I mean, that offense, they are stacked. They have four good receivers. I mean, the number one overall pick, good running backs. There's no reason that their offense cannot move the ball whatsoever.
I'm not convinced that, like the whole NFL isn't just an offensive line.
Yeah.
Like, is any running back actually better than any other running back?
Not really.
Or is it just when you just cycle a good running back into a great offensive line, then everyone looks good.
Good running backs are good. Like, even if you're a great running back now, it's like 2 years. They're excellent. Then they get paid. So, like, one, like, the Patriots did it ridiculously this year because fucking Elliott Wolf's way over his head and overpaid Ramondre Stevenson. But, like, okay, Saquon Barkley got paid. He's going to have a good year this year. But, like, the great running backs have, like, I mean, maximum nowadays, what, like 5 good years? Maximum. And, like, they'll get paid in their fourth season and then just be dog shit in year two, the year two of their second contract. So, like, I don't even know. Like, it's true that running backs don't deserve money. I think any money that goes to a running back should go to tight ends that are good. Like, Rob Gronkowski having to play for, like, half a I know I'm going back, but even Kelsey, like, having to pay for, like, half or even less than half than, like, the top receivers is insane. I mean, you were looking at, like, a top-tier receiving threat and a top-tier lineman, and he was getting, like, $9 million a year while Odell Beckham was getting, like, 21. Didn't make sense.
I was a little, I'm not just locked into salary cap business.
Am I talking to myself? I just don't get it anymore. I mean, we got a win this week. Drake May performed his ass off. The man cooked. He threw a pass before halftime that made my pants tight. And you guys aren't even listening to me.
You went a little too deep there for this podcast.
What was deep about it? Running backs shouldn't get paid. Running backs are interchangeable now. I mean, I get Jamichael Hasty is running the ball. He's one number off from Stevenson. He's like 39. Stevenson's 38. I'm like, that's just the same guy. They both have dreads. I mean, they run similar. And I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Fucking give him money. Like, he that guy probably makes $8,000 a week. You know what I mean? Where Ramondre Stevenson gets like 150 grand a day. So I'm just
I don't think there's like one tight end in the league that should get paid now. They all kind of stink too.
Yeah, Kelsey and Kittle are good. I don't know. There's a couple other guys that are okay. Like the guy in...
I don't know. You just started going on a Gronk rant from his contract from 2014. Yeah, I was like, I don't know. It might have been before that, honestly.
I got his numbers down.
Mad?
To,
was,
I remember when he got a $9 million contract. I'm like, tight end? $9 million? You're kidding.
It's still bugging you.
My word.
I didn't know what to do.
Clutching my
pearls. I didn't know how to handle it.
How many tight ends are better than Henry in the league?
Than who?
Henry.
Running backs? Who's Henry?
Handful? No, tight ends.
Tight ends.
Hunter?
Than who? Oh, Hunter,
Hunter
Henry?
Hunter Henry.
I mean, give him... There's probably... I would say... I mean, if you're talking receiving and catching, I mean, there's 8. I mean, probably Kelsey's better. Kittle's better. The kid from Denver... Not Denver, but from Detroit. Hawkinson. I don't know. This guy, Kate Otten.
McBride.
Came out of nowhere. He's good.
I don't know. Just... Every time, he just seems open all the time, and he catches the ball.
It's because he's had a great foundation from high school through his college career. We set the standard, and now he's great, and he just gets open. That's what Hogs do. They get open. Dietrich Wise carrying the defensive line. He got hit in his dick this week and got back. You know how big his dick probably is? You know how big that thing is?
I can imagine.
You know how big that boy dick is?
That boy, oh my God, you can lasso that some bitch.
You see that, don't you? See that big old dick?
Yeah. I don't know. I wish if I had an inappropriate bell from the old Opie and Anthony days, I would have just played it on myself. I had a line that literally reached the tip of my tongue, and I reeled it back into my lungs. I gasped at myself for thinking it. So we're going to pass on that one. But, yeah, I mean, defensively, the line showed up. 9 sacks. I mean, Del Pettis all over the place. Undrafted free agent. I mean, fucking Gonzalez shutting down everybody. Like I said, Keenan Allen, stud. DJ Moore, stud. Roma Dunze, you know, top 10 receiver. I guess supposed to be a stud. You got fucking their tight end. They had DeAndre Swift. I mean, that's a good offense. I'd take that all day.
Their line, though, is so bad. It's worse than ours.
I don't know if it is,
That's
though.
The issue. It's horrendous. It's the worst in the league by far.
I guess. Their left guard, like, just quit. They cut him, like, the next day. They're like, you can't play anymore for us. You're getting embarrassed. Like, that guy, Jeremiah Farms, looked like fucking Aaron Donald in this game. He was in the backfield in 0.1 second one play and hit a running back 4 yards in the backfield, almost at the handoff. I hadn't seen that since Pop Warner. It was insane. I mean, we were dominating the line. I heard, by the way, that Barmore might be practicing this week. And if not this week, definitely next week. For my sources in Foxborough.
And now apparently Cole Strange has had a setback. Come on.
He had a setback.
What's wrong with that?
He's
loser?
I'm gonna say it right now, he never plays for the Patriots again. That's on the pod. I put that out there into the universe. That man blew out his knee like what, week 15 last year? Guys blow out their knees in Super Bowls and miss no games now. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Never. Christian Barmore has blood clots, but Mayo coached a good game. So we're back. We're back to being
Mayo.
The best
did Mayo coach a good game? Because he's still back fucking like, he's still like defending Alex Van Pelt. I mean, I don't know. Honestly, you could say that.
What
I
is
mean,
he supposed to do, Tony?
I guess he gets the success. He gets the to the winner, the victor goes the spoils. Like he gets the spoils of victory and he gets the you know, we blame him for doing nothing in a loss. But we don't know what he does in a win because he just stands there. He's a fucking statue. Sometimes he takes the headpiece off his ear and talks to someone. That's all I've ever seen him do on the sidelines. Have you seen him once coach any player? Go
no,
to the defense.
We let
huddle
him
up. Okay, the offense isn't doing great. Let's huddle him up. I haven't seen him do anything.
He's a player's coach. He slaps him on the ass.
Then
says,
talk to
job,
a player. Great. I mean, I don't get it. He didn't even talk to Drake.
We got to talk about – can we just talk about it? Because it was the only thing that ups – Drake's interception was so dog shit.
Yeah, I see. I don't know. He said that he was trying to throw it away. I mean, I don't even understand a scenario where throwing the ball away ends up like that. Like, throwing the ball away, to me, ends up in the stands. I was like, he saw him. He just underthrew – I thought he was trying to throw it, and maybe he's saving himself some face because he was trying to throw it to that guy behind him, clearly, who could have made a catch if he threw it high. So that's what I thought he was doing. Yeah. He just didn't put enough on it. But then he's in the fucking press conference saying he wanted to throw it away. I was like, dude, that's not what you did. I mean, there's no
problem. Yeah, whatever. I mean, it sucked. That was tough to see. But then he made after that, he just like, kid bounced back. Kid has it.
He does. He's got balls and he's got winner personality. I mean, he's a little too excited to be a leader right now. Are we going to say that? Can we say it? I mean, I don't know if you've watched his mic'd up. I don't know if you've watched his mic'd up. Like, he's bordering on. I mean, he's a humble leader, right? Where Brady is, but like then he's a little bit too happy to be there, kid. You know what I mean? Like he's cheering on, like he's coming out for the defense and like hugging the defense. You know what I mean? Or like clapping it up for the defense in the press conference. Listen, do not take this as a slight. It's just a different leadership style. But I don't see a scenario where you can keep up that activity. You can't do that every game.
I think he's, like, comfortable saying, like, oh, yeah, I'm the guy now.
Yeah.
And
this is my team. You're all helping us win. Like, they said he had a meeting where he led the meeting, brought the whole team in, didn't like the practice. I like that. I don't love... You know, telling the reporters put down their pens and phones and clap it up for the defense. I don't love that. I mean, it's not a knock. I'm just saying it's not something I'm used to, and it's kind
yeah,
of
yeah. I don't know.
It's kind of high schooly.
Yeah, but he's like he's 21. I just
that's what I mean.
Corny
ass I've done
shit
worse shit at 38. Trust me, I've done way worse, more embarrassing things. But I'm just saying it takes getting.
No, I know exactly what you mean, but
Tony was clapping it up. Tony was clapping up for his defense in the basement. What are we talking about?
I was clapping. I was fucking 13 fucking golden ales deep, but I was enjoying myself.
I'm sliding into DMs over here. I mean, we've all done
the snakes in superstars DMs. And what are we gonna do? I mean, we're all fans of somebody. We got to get pen pals. Might as well be famous ones. I love.
Yeah,
this.
Man. I have my famous one.
Hiding that from me. And me just finding out about this 1 minute before the pod was just so good. I loved it.
I didn't mean to hide it from you. I don't think you did.
I just missed it in the text. My fucking brother poisoned me. This is so off topic, but it's killing my body. I don't know if you've heard. I don't even know where he found them. Sometimes he gets into like ancient Chinese fucking recipes, and I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, ugh. My stomach's been killing me. It came up on the pod last week. How like Chipotle fucked my whole body, my whole system up for like 5 days. So he's like, I got this thing at home. You got to take it. And he brought it in the next day. I'm like, what is this? It looked like, you know, like when you would buy like individual like weed gummies or something from a store. It would come in like a fruit snacks wrapper with like a sticker on it with like a, you know, it's like a, you'll get like a bright gummy bear package, right? And then there'll be a white sticker on it that says like milligrams and all this blah, blah, blah. So it looks like, you know, medicine or whatever. It was like that. And it was, Frankie had opened it because you're only supposed to eat half. So it's called a Cher Pomelozini. Have you heard of this, Vince?
Never heard of it.
It's no bigger than an average grape, right? It's not drugs. It's just a fucking, like a, it's a, like, fucking European, like, Swiss thing. They ferment a fruit, which I've never heard of. It's called a pomelo.
It's like a prune?
Yeah, kind of. It's not a prune.
He was telling me about it.
It's fermented.
I don't try any of the weird shit he's into. Know,
but it's, like, literally the size of a grape, and that's cut in half. And he gave it to me. He's like, eat it. So I was like, all right. So I ate it. And it was like, you know, the first few bites is like kind of tastes like you're eating a grapefruit because that's kind of what it is. It's kind of like a from the grapefruit family. And then the end sucks because it's rotted or whatever the fuck it is. It's fermented. And then, you know, it takes a second to eat it. And then 6 hours later, your body evacuates everything you've had in your system for 25 years. And it's been, I'm telling you, it was the size of half a grape, and I'm on day two of nonstop toilet fucking service. I don't know what the fuck this thing is, but it was the most powerful laxative known to man. And he sent me the link. There's 20 of them. They were $30. I mean, these things are like, so that's like the equivalent of 20 grapes for $30.
Do you feel cleansed?
No, I feel like my stomach hurts a lot all the time, nonstop. I usually, my stomach's a steel trap. I thought I was going to be able to withstand I think the Chipotle just, you know, it like put a kink in the armor down there and just kind of knocked it around. And then this Palermo or Palamo, whatever the fuck it was, really, opened the floodgates, so to speak. I feel great. I mean, I feel really agile. I was doing some research on it. They were like, you have to take this every day for 9 months. I was like, I couldn't imagine taking a second one. And you're supposed to take a full one. I mean, what are we doing here? What kind of human being can handle this shit? That's why all these Europeans are skinny. They have these weird fucking diarrhea medicines that they have in the morning every day.
Yeah, you Contis are always searching for that next trick, that next secret. Listen. Yeah.
We're gonna the fountain of youth
is what you guys are chasing.
I need something. My fucking body is rotting away. I don't know if you can see in the video, but my face literally, like, it's like feels like it's on fire. And I just developed this disease like a year ago. And the doctors are like, that's it. You just have that now. You can't get rid of it. I was like, what is it? And they're like, I don't know. They give me lotion sometimes and it goes away for like a minute and then comes back an hour later. It's just my eye, like under my eyes, literally sears off. And the skin is just dry as fuck. I've never had dry skin in my entire life. And then all of a sudden, a year ago, my face hurt one day. I was like, I think I cut it. And they were like, oh, no. You got, like, this new thing that you're going to have. I forget what they call it. Whatever the fuck. Like,
they just invented it.
Yeah, it just came out. And you have it now. We'll never cure it. You'll probably die from it. But my face just, like, literally gets so dry. And I have beard dandruff that you can't get rid of. My head peels like I have a sunburn. It's really, I mean... To be me, I get the weirdest diseases and things that you'll never cure. Bell's palsy. I mean, I've had it all. Let's face it. Now, up and down the ringer. But, hey, who's complaining? I got a big win last week. Me and Drake May. Drake cooked. I mean, can we be honest? Drake cooked in this game. Kayshon Boutte, is he wide receiver one right now? Is he WR1? Can he develop into WR1 is what I'm saying.
Well, seems like Drake wants him to.
I think so.
I mean, when you have a high-powered offense that has 5 field goals and a 2-yard touchdown, yeah, I mean, it's tough to decide who is by the
Hey, listen, Jalen Polk. Jalen Polk made a great play there. He almost tripped over his own feet. I saw him trip. On the goal line. I said, "Oh no, please don't fall!" And then he kept his feet and caught the ball. And then he did a little ditty dance. I was like, "My guy, Do not dance. We almost saw. We just saw you almost fall right before you.
Austin Hooper had some good catches. That's
he did. Drake May was throwing him open, throwing bombs. I mean, not for nothing. That pass that he threw to Kayshawn Boutte, the fucking slant
before the half.
Before the half was the best pass. The best pass a Patriots quarterback's thrown since Tom Brady. A bullet.
That was
in front of the safety.
Rocket.
And the fucking, like, when have we executed a 2-minute drill? When's the last time you remember it? I cannot remember.
That's because the new coaching regime, they focus on 2-minute drill. That's the Mayo expertise. Yeah, right.
Dude, they got down, they fucking clocked. If you fucking bring up Mayo one more time, you know he's not doing this. He's not doing, they're playing foosball and riding bikes in the locker room. He's not sitting down doing 2-minute drill.
Yeah, he's a player's coach. We support our player's coach.
So they probably have fantasy leagues. The Patriots lineman fantasy team. I wouldn't doubt it. Okay, who's playing who this week? Fucking guys are taking dives. Jalen Polk's taking dives on the goal line so he doesn't score points against himself in fantasy.
Jalen Polk probably starts himself, and he fucking stinks. That guy stinks.
Why isn't Pop Douglas better?
He is good. I mean, he gets 8 catches a game, but they don't use him like long passes. They don't even use him on third down, which makes me crazy.
I feel like he should average like 12 catches and like 90 yards every game.
At a minimum, yeah. He gets like 8 catches, but they're like 35 yards for the game. Or, you know,
yeah.
They'll throw him a screen and he'll run. KP, mute yourself before I punch my computer screen.
It's not fucking me. I fuck off. KP, I hate this podcast.
I promise it is.
I'm going to mute.
Yeah,
every time we mute, every time he mutes himself, it goes away completely. Best sound we've ever had.
So
best
nice.
Sound quality we've ever had. It's incredible, isn't it? He fucking lives in a fucking... I'm telling you, it's in the middle of nowhere in Ku Klux Klan country with like nothing but like a moon over a river and fucking deer going by, eating, drinking, sipping out of the lake. And he's fucking cannot get a fucking soundproof centimeter in his house. Everything echoes off each other.
I don't know. I kind of like it when it sounds like
dial up fucking song. You've got mail.
But then when we watch the games, he's like 10 seconds ahead of me anytime we're watching the
Nobody
game.
Understands that. He can't get a sound right in his house, but he can somehow has the game 25 minutes before we do. I mute him and I put my phone face down because he cannot text without fucking, like, he has to text immediately. He's one of these, he's like.
Yeah, fuck you, retards. You guys should get better internet.
It's not internet. I'm sick of this. You probably still have cable. Text. That's why. You get an old bumpkin ass. They had to fucking run the cables out to him. They ran the cables out to the fucking country for him. We don't have cables where we live, man. We're internet. Internet based. Like,
is this better? Is this better? I put headphones in.
Yes, it's much better.
Wait, you had headphones this whole time?
This whole time he had headphones. But he's just sitting there letting us fucking torturing us since the beginning of the podcast, he's tortured us, knowing he's
had I didn't know years. We had to ask if you had headphones. I was going to say we should buy you headphones.
No, I guarantee you, you know what he's been doing? Putting his phone in a glass. You know, like when people do that to like, when they don't have a Bluetooth speaker, they put their phone in a cup and say, look, they found it out on TikTok. They're like, wow, it makes it louder. So that's what he's been doing, and making the sound louder in a glass, and he's just yelling into it from the top.
The first time I saw that, I was like, oh, the speaker industry is finished. Who's ever going to buy another speaker when you just put your phone in a cup? And then it's the worst sound ever.
Amplifies a Metallica concert here?
I don't understand why he can't sit on a couch or something during the podcast. He has to be rolling around in the sheets.
It's 9:30. He's got nothing to do. Nothing.
Yeah.
He's literally going to
Am I getting fucking bodied right now? You guys are all fucking gay. Vince is at work. Tyler's sitting on his couch with his dumb cow picture. Tony's bald. Fuck this. This is stupid. What is this podcast?
I've come to grips with my baldness. I've been bald longer than I had hair. It's not fair.
This
not
is
fair.
Fucking ridiculous.
And you're going bald too, so I wouldn't get too fucking.
I'm bald.
I'm going 0% bald. I wish I was going bald.
Yeah, you're going. What? Why would you wish you were going bald?
What are you talking about?
It looks tough. You look tough when you're bald.
How old are you now?
28.
You got 10 years on me. I was fucking pretty.
Yeah, I'm gonna say you were full bald at 16 years old.
I was full bald by, I mean, to the point where you would consider me bald, probably 22, but 18, sure, it was happening. It was on the move.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So, what do we think about Drake's performance, boys? I mean,
he's the GOAT.
He's already QB3, Patriots QB3. I mean, you got Brady Bledsoe. I mean, I know people love Rogan.
We're acting like he had this incredible game. He threw for like 185 yards.
Fuck that. No, he didn't.
Well, you know what is good about him? He can definitely cover up for a lot of mistakes. I mean, he'll be able to in the future. He's big. He can break tackles. He's like real good awareness in the pocket. He can throw on the run. He can run himself. So
he's
not afraid of anything.
He's a weapon.
He's
got to slide with his feet more, not his fucking head first. Like he's fucking.
I don't even know if I hate that because he's kind of big.
He's not getting fucking raw. He's not Josh Allen big or Cam Newton big. You know, he's tall and long, but he's not built like that. He's more.
Wait.
I don't know.
What is he? Like 6'4, 6'5?
He's 6'4, but he's thinner. He's not like Josh Allen's thick. Cam Newton was obviously a monster.
He's going to be 230.
Yeah, at 6'4, that's not that big.
No. No, where those guys are probably, like 250.
Yeah. I mean, Cam Newton definitely was 250 and fucking 6'5.
You know, I'm not so sure that we shouldn't let him get fat. Like, I don't want to see him cut up. I want to see him, like, kind of doughy.
No, I don't.
We just had Mac Jones.
Mac Jones couldn't run like this.
We do need to talk about Mac Jones' performance this weekend.
Dude, how fucking he ran in that touchdown, and you would have thought, oh my God, he thought he got all the demons out of him. Didn't he? He really thought he exercised all the Patriots.
Pro Bowl alternate number four, Mac is back.
He was looking at that. He was like, I can't believe I'm back. I had to ship my ass to Jacksonville. This motherfucker Trevor Lawrence ain't getting his job back. What do you have, 3 turnovers in like the last 2 minutes?
I knew the best coach in history was holding me back.
Dude, they showed that.
111 yards and 2 picks.
They showed that on TV. These guys.
With the summer sizzle starting to fizzle, cooler heads are looking to lock in a wellness routine fit for the fall and beyond. Lucky for you, Ritual's high standards don't drop with the temperature. Fully committed to traceable science and sourcing, Ritual is shaking up the supplement industry with high-quality ingredients and scientifically developed formulas. With them, you know what you're taking, where it comes from, and why it's important. They've got every base covered, from their clinically backed women's 18-plus multivitamin to groundbreaking options like stress relief and sleep melatonin, which both use first-of-its-kind BioSeries technology designed to optimize formula delivery. And right now, for a limited time, get up to 40% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Guys, you know how the people like that hate, they just hate Patriots fans, but they report on the Patriots. Like when Mac was here, they were like, Mac sucks, get rid of him. He's the worst quarterback in the world. And now he's in Jacksonville and they're like, look what you fucking did, Patriots fans. He's tearing it up in Jacksonville. You know what I mean?
Yep.
These guys. And they'll show a picture of him like, that dork that got fired from Nesson or WEI, wherever. He's like, just fucking freelance blogs, whatever. He's like, this is so hot. Like, he's like, Jackson will buy 100 today, whatever. And it was Mac and like the white helmet. I was like, this fucking guy's a bum. I looked it up and I was like, what, is Mac crushing it? I looked up his stats. I was like, what? He went like 111 yards, 3 interceptions and a fumble loss and a run and a touchdown run. That was a yard in.
And if I have to listen to like one, like, all you heard forever was like, oh, just get him some weapons. Put him in. There's no reason he's not Joe Montana if you put him in the 49ers right now. There's no reason.
Although now I have to wonder, like, what would have happened if he did end up in San Francisco? I mean, he's not as good as Brock Purdy, but he's kind of like Brock Purdy. I mean, could he be?
No, nothing like Brock Purdy. I mean, the stories coming out of, like, San Francisco is that Brock Purdy's the most competitive person ever.
Yeah.
The stories coming out of New England is that Mac Jones is not necessarily competitive.
I mean, he can get fired up, but he's just a fucking – he's just – his face and his side – like, his, you can't have fourth-grade picture day hair, like, at fucking – and his age. But you can't show up
– His mother's got fourth-grade picture hair. Like, he just can't do anything and look tough.
No. And like, but he still used to bring up the fucking the stupid cheap shots he would take, like the Grayson Allen cheap shots for no reason. When he like punched Sauce Gardner in the balls just for no reason. Like, I kind of loved it at the time, and then like I'm like, now I think about it, I'm like, yeah, your teammates probably don't like that.
Well, you still also like forget that you can sack him by just going boo.
Yeah, and he would pick the pictures of him. Every time there was like a picture of him about to be sacked, he was screaming like Michael Myers was next to him. It was every single close up was him mouth agape screaming.
And it happened a few times that game where like you can sack him like if you're like a D tackle and the guard's still blocking you, you can reach over the guard and grab Mac by the shoulder and just push him onto the ground.
Yeah, he's not fighting.
No problem.
Anything.
And that happened a couple times.
And Drake May, meanwhile, is skedaddling around, scooting over to the right. He made that Josh Allen play that Josh Allen made against us, but whoever caught it, KJ Osborne, went out of bounds. But that was that same play that Josh Allen ran against us like 3 years ago.
KJ Osborne stinks. That guy. I'm sick of his shit. I'm real sick of him.
Brings me to another point, by the way. How about this? This was your boy Jerod Mayo, too, in Alex Van Pelt. I'm like, why is KJ Osborne playing and Kendrick Bourne played zero snaps in this game? And then they fucking said, one of the guys was like, oh, Kendrick Bourne was told by the team that he was going to sit behind the younger guys this week so we can get the younger guys some playing time. And Kendrick Bourne, a good player, right? A good teammate. And a 3-year deal. They just handed it out. So you benched him. And instead of playing Javon Baker, even Tyquan Thornton, who's younger, more Jalen Polk, you play a guy that publicly requested a trade like 2 weeks ago on an expiring contract. Almost exclusively. Baker didn't come in at all. And that was it. Like, they just played Osborne over him. That was the plan. They told Bourne they were going to play young guys. And this is documented. Boston Globe, I can't remember the guy's name. But they said they were going to play the younger guys in this game. And Bourne was going to be suited up, but basically be benched. And that's exactly what happened. But they played KJ Osborne over him. Insane move.
Yeah, it's not great.
How does that make sense?
Not great, Fred.
No.
No, that doesn't. And I don't know what's up with Osborne, because I kind of liked him at the start of the year, like professional receiver, kind of like he's just a solid like little vet. But now he wants to get traded and all that shit was going on. And I don't know.
When you're the fifth, like, also like the fourth best receiver on a team with nothing but number 4 and 5 receivers, what do you think we're like? They must have offered me like, okay, what do you even want? Like, we can't even physically, we can't even put together a package that would be you could trade a human being for. Like, it didn't make, like, you couldn't trade for a draft pick because, like, draft picks don't go that far in the future. Like, what would you want for KJ Osborne? 2038 seventh round pick? No, I mean, you could. You literally can't trade a bag of balls, or that would have been what he got traded for. Like, if that was the thing that where people say, oh, he got traded for a bag of balls, KJ Osborne probably would have got that. He's not getting you a draft pick compensation, and he's definitely not getting you a player. So I don't know what he thought was happening.
And then Butte had a good move this week. You hear that interview where he was like, he sat down Polk and Baker and was like, hey, listen, like, this is the NFL. Like, I don't know who you guys thought you were going to be when you came in here, but like, you're definitely not working hard enough and you definitely have to change your whole mentality. Yeah. I was like, oh shit, this is fuck. That's nice. So he's only a second year player.
KJ Osborne's 27. I thought he was 50.
Why? Wow, he was on the Vikings for like 5 years, right?
But he's having a pretty good year. He's got 7 receptions for 50 yards. That's not bad.
He got that touchdown like, that one time.
It's like fifth in the in our receiving, fourth in our receiving.
That might be less than Tyquan Thornton.
That's our number three guy.
Yeah, and our team that's actually kind of okay. We can't afford to lose him.
Is he on a Pro Bowl alert? But if Boutte could ever start holding on to the ball, I mean, he could be a real threat. He literally, they were mad at Drake May for throwing a long ball on one-on-one, and Boutte, he hugged the ball. Like, it was in his chest, and he hugged it. And then, like, fucking somebody nuzzled him, and it jostled it away. I mean, I've been waiting 10 years plus for a Patriots receiver to make a one-on-one catch, and it hasn't happened since Randy Moss. I don't even know what I have to do to get it, but I don't know why Patriots receivers for the last decade and a half have been fucking devoid of being able to fight for the football. That's when I knew fucking dumb N'Keal Harry was a bust. His big ass fucking arms and fucking muscles. I was like, this guy's gonna be a hero. And like a 5'3" cornerback was out muscling him for the ball and knocking him down. That's like what we have all the time.
I still haven't accepted that N'Keal Harry is a bust, but you can.
I know he got cut by the Vikings, but he might be on a practice squad somewhere.
We can take him. Would be a difference maker.
At this point, I mean, what's the difference? They're all the same. N'Keal Harry probably had 8-9 catches on this team. He'd be starting over fucking Kendrick Bourne. I mean,
He's on the Bears. He's beat N'Keal.
No, he was on the Bears. He was on the Vikings for a while, unless he got picked up by the Bears.
I think he's on the Bears practice squad here.
He's on the Laquan Treadwell fucking arc where you're a first round pick and you just stay on people's practice squads for eternity. And make like $30,000 a week for 15 years. It's pretty sweet deal.
He's on the Seahawks. He's got a good gig on the Seahawks now.
That's not bad. Active roster or practice squad?
Definitely practice squad. Yeah.
No, I would think he'd be a starter. Imagine if he ever breaks out, the crow we'd have to eat. He just all of a sudden becomes a fucking 100 reception guy. Like
it's impossible.
Yeah, I think I'm okay risking that one.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to throw down some odds. I'd love to see what the odds would be on him ever getting like a 10-catch season or a touchdown again in the league.
Didn't he score a touchdown?
He scored a couple he was with Brady, and he scored a couple
He
against,
ended the dynasty. He ended Cam the Newton. Dynasty. You don't remember the Chiefs game where they called him out of bounds, but he was inbounds? That was crazy.
And the Patriots didn't have any fucking challenges left because they made Belichick use a challenge on a play that was was so clear as day he shouldn't have had to challenge it, and he got fucked. Yeah, we all remember KP. We all fucking remember.
KP, right. In the last, 2 minutes, KP's shot off, 10 tweets.
While we're here?
While we're here. Oh, my
stop, God. Vincent, stop.
On an hater account, or is he attacking Libs again?
I'm going to Libs.
On my account? Drop.
No, my secret account.
I don't have the fucking.
I sent a picture of it. A picture of it. It was banned.
Sky? Are you on Blue Sky with the Libs?
I'm on Truth. True Social.
True Social.
It's not good. Nobody needs to know.
KP's going to be Secretary of State, I think, pretty soon.
I'm next. Pretty soon, I think we'll all be nominated for something.
Gonna be the Secretary of Airplanes or whatever the fuck they do.
Yeah.
There's
a job for me.
Secretary of Mustard Delivery, whatever that is. You can have that one.
All you have to do is pretend it. You just have to be one of Trump's boys.
Oh, yeah, I love that. The old boys club. When's that ever missed?
It's never fraternity. Oh, it's just a fraternity White House now.
That's awesome. Pledge.
I can't believe we're not I can't believe Kamala lost. Poor girl.
I know. KP's right down there on the border. They must be fucking bawling their eyes out there.
No, I left that shit home. I got to go back to graduate. With that, I'm done.
That's it. So you're done and they're still working.
Yeah, the border's secure. I did my job.
Border secure. It's all set now. Kamala says she's been there. I don't know.
She's the czar. She's the czar.
The new guy seems like a real bulldog.
The new guy. New guy's crazy. He said we're gonna separate families, deport them. He said no, we'll deport them. We'll deport them together.
They could be. I mean, they might be, but we're gonna send them away. I mean,
I might get that tattooed on my body. We'll deport them together.
How am I supposed to tell who's with who? There's
so many of them. Yeah, they're all brown. Yeah.
Oh. The Browns go with the Browns, and we're going to send them all to fucking Argentina. But, sir, she's from El Salvador. Doesn't matter. I kind of am interested to see what Elon Musk does, just because everyone's making him seem like, well, what an idiot. This guy's such an idiot. I'm like, he's the richest guy in the world. He knows
he's also the smartest person ever.
It's not troll, liberal trolls.
But they all believe that he's a moron.
The world. He's catching rockets out of the sky.
He built a rocket that can land itself.
Yeah.
He's just so uncool. He's so rich, and he's still, like, you watch him on Twitter, and he makes jokes constantly on Twitter. Yeah. That he is sending out, like, oh, this is awesome.
He does.
And
he's
just,
not
you
that
can
type
feel
of
his, he can feel his energy of, like, yeah. Oh, this is going to be super awesome and cool. And yeah, you like that
he
one?
He doesn't have regular, he's not regular guy. He's got no regular guy wit. Like, that's the
zero.
Problem is, like,
oh, yeah.
People love
Sorry,
him.
Sorry, he doesn't have regular guy wit.
People, like, love him for his, like, brain smartness. Like, the same reason people love to talk to, what's his name? Fucking Tyson there. Not Mike Tyson, the other guy, the fucking spaceman. They love to hear about their genius. They don't want to, like when you sit down with Rogan, don't try to be like Joe Rogan or like be a comedian. Just be
Wait,
Elon
an
Musk.
Unfunny comedian?
Yeah, just be
you
Elon
shouldn't
Musk.
Try to be
well,
that.
I'm not even saying that. Like, Joe Rogan is like a funny guy, an interesting guy in one way. And like, don't try and be like, talk MMA with it. Like, you don't know it. Just be Rocket Man.
The last
well, Zuckerberg is in the same category.
The last
yeah,
interview,
I get it, but Zuckerberg, I think, trains and like knows a little bit about it. But like, again,
no,
do
I'm
I
saying
want to talk to Zuckerberg about MMA, or do I want to talk about fucking Facebook being invented?
Zuckerberg seems like the least funny person you'll ever like. I feel like he can't even compute humor. Nah. Like, it doesn't make any sense to him.
He's like, he's I don't like how he's cool. He's like sexifying himself now.
Yeah, MMA shit and stuff like
getting
that.
Getting all ripped up, getting his hair all curly and fucking he's got that broccoli hair that like the young studs have now. I don't know, he's trying to catch himself a young babe.
He's trying to guy, but he's just not.
No, he's not a cool guy. Do you remember the video of him getting like his mom and dad filmed him like getting they I don't know if they must have sent him an email. I don't know why, cuz it didn't happen. He's like a year or two older than me and he got an email acceptance to Harvard. I remember they were filming him and he was such a fucking like baby nerd. Like he was under his, he had like a computer fucking like database fucking set up all around him and his parents were like filming him as he opened the letter like from Harvard on his computer. Watch him get accepted. And he was like so geeky. I'm like, this motherfucker is going to be one of the richest people in the world in about 5 years. He was like a 17-year-old little dork.
Oh, I swear to God, if I saw him at the palace,
No, he would have never been able to step a foot in the palace. First of all, he didn't have the proper footwear. I'm sure of it. You couldn't wear jeans in the palace, and you couldn't wear fucking sneakers. So, I mean, times have changed. We had to put our switchblades in the woods right there.
So, like, the Rams are pretty good. No. Like, that's a big game.
Don't try to bring me back to topic. Are they good? I don't even know. There's no Aaron Donald. Like, I kind of, they just lost to Miami. Again, Miami. How was Miami good or better with Tua this much better? It makes no sense to me. Tyreek Hill sucks. And he's going to be, I guarantee you, he's going to be a Kansas City Chief either next year or the year after. And he's going to put up 1,500 yards again.
I think he's going to be a New England Patriot. He's put up 1,200 yards.
He'll
actually, if he could get 60 catches for like 600 yards, it'd be like groundbreaking for us.
He's barely got like, does he even have 500 yards this season? He said he was going to go away for 2,000. I don't even think he has 500 yet. He has like,
yeah, well, two.
He's got like
I
one
was
catch.
To him.
Tua's playing, but he's got like, he, yeah, and last year he had like 1,800 yards with Tua. So what's your point? He fucking has
like 462 yards.
Yeah.
He's on like, track. He needs 1,500 more in seven games. He'll be fine.
50, yeah, and how many catches? Like 30? He's literally
he's
like got Pop Douglas.
Not 37.
Numbers right now. He's got Pop Douglas numbers.
Yeah, but him, for three games, he had like a fucking crumble cookie chef throwing to him. So
yeah,
it doesn't count.
Does count. All counts.
No, it doesn't.
Pop Douglas had fucking Jacoby Brissett. What's the difference?
You guys call him QB1 in the group chat. Don't
he
fucking. I'm not going to let you. I'm not going to let you lie
you
to the fans.
You still owe me a Drake May jersey. I'm off Keon White.
That's what you. Oh, that's what you want. Now I've been waiting for you to tell me.
Well,
you
give me the
fucking,
I want the Drake May.
I wish I would have gotten you. I wish I would have gotten you the peppers. I wish I would have.
You know what? I might be more pro peppers now after the whole Zach Bryan incident. I don't know.
I think it's innocent until proven guilty here. That's we got to give the man a chance.
We live in America. You know what I mean?
Bob Douglas has better stats than dipshit.
I told you.
The same stats.
It is kind of crazy that we did lose Peppers and Duggar. I forgot about Peppers.
And Barmore and fucking Judon.
Yeah.
And they're fucking surviving. I mean, they're playing bad teams.
Mayo's hanging in there.
They're playing bad teams the last three games. This team's not good. And then they have the Colts, which I love the Colts strategy of saying that Joe Flacco's a starter. And then Jim Irsay must have stepped in and be like, no. We're going to start the guy we drafted fifth overall who's dog shit until further notice. So we're going to get Anthony Richardson coming to Foxborough, and he's going to throw he'll be 3 for 26 with 3 interceptions, and we're going to win that game too. Just because we own the Colts.
Yeah, the Colts are going to have – that coach is going to get fired pretty soon because the owner and the GM mess up that quarterback pick so bad. Instead, they're just going to fire the coach. And that coach is good, I think.
He's good. He's a good offensive coordinator, and he's – and, like, that guy has so worn out his welcome, the GM of the Colts, but people love his press conferences so much, they might just keep him there forever. He's drafted, like, 3 quarterbacks, and they're all dog shit. He brought in Philip Rivers, too. People forget that. Who's a fine. But, like, Joe Flacco is so I mean, he's 41 or 48. I don't even know. Old as shit. But he's 10 times better than fucking Anthony Richardson. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, Anthony's made huge strides here.
In the last hour and a half.
The past 2 weeks. He's made big strides. He's good.
You know what they did? They saw the video of the Vikings coach like telling him he's going to be a great player, and they're like, ugh, this looks bad for the Colts. Let's go ahead and start him anyway. They were like, you know, they watched the video, saw Kevin O'Connell dap him up, say, listen, man, keep your head up. You're going to do great things. And they were like, you know what? Maybe we believe him just as much as fucking he believes him. And he's going to come out here. He's going to throw 3 interceptions this week. He'll run for like 28 yards, and the Colts will lose. For some reason, like the Pat McAfees of the world are trying to sell you that the Indianapolis Colts are good and tough and like a great team. They're never going to be a good team ever again. They're a bad organization run by a guy that's in and out of rehab that thinks he's a country rock singer and moved his team in the middle of the night, and nothing good should ever happen to the Indianapolis Colts as far as I'm concerned.
All right. Well, I mean, all the things you just described about him means he'd be somebody that I'd probably be friends with.
Yeah, I mean, so. Listen, the guy who amongst us hasn't had an addiction? Who's among us? We're still battling through. This is the North Shore, in case you forgot.
I have to get off Twitter. I gotta fucking log
what
out.
What are
of
you
this
doing?
App.
This is a fucking professional podcast.
I know Vince has my I know Vince has notifications. Vince has notifications on right now, and I know he's watching me just talking.
I mean, Vince keeps talking. I don't know why you must have something with your audio, Snake, where you fucking every time you get into a chat, you're muted. It's both, like the first 5 seconds of you talking is always muted. I don't understand.
Fucking bumfuck out here. I probably got shitty service.
It could be that.
No, the whole thing's like that. Like you can't talk over each other. It mutes you as you start talking.
Is that the Gmail fucking situation?
That's a good thing for us to have.
It is, actually.
It's ideal.
The whole thing should just be muted, to be honest. What do we got for this week? I mean, the LA Rams coming in.
At home,
under the lights.
It's almost dead. It's dead Ivy season.
It's dead Ivy season. The boys are going to be in their last possible game of the year in stadium. Going to be nice weather, mid-50s and sunny. Perfect New England. November.
I really want to go to this one.
Get your ass to.
I want to come.
Get your ass to LA Rams. It's gonna be great.
We're gonna be there early.
8 a. I want to be in stadium. 8 a. Want my Drake May jersey on.
Might wear a jersey.
It feels like a jersey week for us. I'm gonna get a new Drake May jersey. And by the way, I'm really speaking of jerseys. I'm really fucking starting to come around on the silver pants with the white shirts.
Oh, I love it.
I think
love
I came it. Around on it big.
Yeah,
I think maybe the silver pants should go full time with the blue as the alternate. Silver pants on both uniforms, and then blue alternate pants for away sometimes. Kind of like how the Commanders wear their gold pants sometimes. The blue should just be settled away, and then we should add a red pants. I would say.
More red is always.
I agree. I mean, what I've been dying for is a 1980s red pants away uniform, like how like the you know, that's what I would really like, was like a Patriots away throwback at a Miami Dolphins home throwback. I think that would be the pinnacle of NFL uniform right there.
When's the last time they wore the throwback whites?
When, no, 2009, God, I don't probably. Even
know. When Brady, unbelievable in those.
2009, they had like the 50th anniversary of like the AFL, so they all wore like a bunch of away games, away jerseys and home jerseys. I remember that, and remember they played the fucking Broncos, and they had those awful yellow and brown stripe, like vertical stripe jerseys, and the refs all wore orange. You remember?
Yeah, that was terrible.
It was. Yeah.
Well, what you got? What we got? Yes, they're going
virtually
nowhere. The white. Yeah, basically the white, like if you see a guy walking around with a white, that white throwback jersey, that guy, there's like three cigarettes left in his package, and he drinks on the way to work most days.
Yeah, you know, and it's still like one of those Pop Warner style jerseys with the holes in it, the mesh jerseys, you know?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Things, yeah.
It's not stitched. It's just that and the silver. Those silver jerseys were like,
oh, those
if
were
you
drug had,
if you
jerseys.
Bought a silver jersey, you also, I think you were allowed to beat your wife in.
Yeah,
there was no issues.
Are drug addict jerseys, and people still wear them. And like the name, it was one of those like screen printed jerseys, and now like the name is all faded away on the back. But it's like you still see like the numbers. It'll be like 12, but it'll be all faded. Yes, those are OxyContin addict jerseys. Like they came with the bottle of pills.
I saw a guy. One the other day in at Dunkin'.
Yep.
It's just like a random Tuesday in Dunkin's, 8 a.m. wearing a throwback silver Patriots jersey. That's just like been washed maybe twice.
It's stuck to his body. One kid came up when I was in college. I don't know why, but we were in Boston and we were all, you know, all these kids were from Long Island, all this bullshit. And it never even occurred to me. But then I never stopped thinking about it since. A guy goes, why does everybody up here wear sports teams clothes? I was like, I don't know, but that's like literally, that's basically.
Because it's what trash does.
I was like, that's basically our clothes. I don't know. I never thought about it, but that's what we wear. I mean, we.
No, I had that same, I came to that same realization like, ah, shit, this is, this like, is most of it, huh?
You know, everyone's just got a Bruins sweatshirt on and a fucking. Or like a Patriots Super Bowl champions T-shirt. That's men. That's men's attire in specifically Eastern Mass. But I mean, I'm sure like New Hampshire does it too. But like not. I mean, it's just that's classic men's attire from up here. That's what the women are attracted to. I mean, that's what we're rocking. Like no one's going to Abercrombie and Fitch or fucking Polo to buy shirts. I mean, that's like one time a friend of mine told me that he was. So he and it's the greatest. Like North Shore way to describe people that we can't get along with. He had to go to a party with this girl, right? They come from where he came from, but she went to New York and married some guy, and they were like from fancy, like Western Mass, not Western Mass, but like west of Boston towns, you know, like those Western towns and shit. And she had like, they had like a birthday party, and they're all fancy and like rich now. And he went, and he was like, they were all wearing holiday clothes. And I was like, oh, holiday clothes. What a way to describe these fucking people. They were probably just dressed in collared shirts, and all of us just want to be wearing our Patriots T-shirts.
That is funny.
Calling somebody holiday clothes made me so fucking happy. It was like a regular
My mom came out to visit me, like, a couple years ago. It's like she hadn't spent much time in Mass. We're at a grocery store. She's like, why? Like, why is so many people wearing sweatpants at the grocery's? I'm like, that's just how it is out here. I never even thought of it.
Are the Bruins like that good that everyone's just, they have a game today? I don't know. Everyone's just wearing.
I'm convinced like Zillow should have like a feature where you can like, you know, they like go through like whatever the market basket or the Stop and Shop near you at like 11 o'clock on a Saturday. And then that's pretty much how you can figure out the neighborhood. Like, you don't need crime statistics.
Yeah.
But if you can see how many people are wearing pajama pants at your supermarket, that's when you know, oh, shit, this neighborhood is
a little dicey. But it has to be midday, because you can go to the Lynn Market Basket at like 8 a.m. and feel like a king. But you get in there, you go in there at about 11:30 in the morning, 12 o'clock. It's a whole different scenario. You get to
you need a packed market basket.
Yeah,
yeah.
You end up in the prayer candle aisle at the Lynn Market Basket at noon, you're in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anyway, Yeah, that is. I mean, I don't know. Wearing his holiday clothes. I'll never ever forget him telling me that they were wearing holiday clothes. That's my favorite thing I've ever heard. Anyway, I get the Patriots winning this game against the Rams. A little mini streak here. Back-to-back wins for Drake May. I had him losing last week, so I was off. But I have him winning at home. Two home wins in a row, like it's the 90s. I'm going to go with a 24-14 win over the Matt Stafford and fucking Sean McVay Rams. I just think that Drake May just balls out again. I mean, he's coming into his own. He's going to run around a bit. Butte is getting better. Hopefully they, throw the ball a little bit better this week. And Ramondre Stevens seems to be getting going. And we'll see. I like the Pats this week. I think they're
that's good. I got
six
Pats. I got Pats. I got Pats like really, really big. I got them 42-7, and I think it's not even going to be. I think Mac. Oh my God. I think Drake throws for 360 yards and four touchdowns.
Brady numbers.
That's great.
I get a little nervous against a good coach team with a veteran quarterback and what we have going on. So, I don't know. I don't really have a lot of faith. I think it should be close. The defense seems to be playing better, but I don't know. I'm like 23-16 Rams.
Rams. Are you going to get to the stadium this week? I need you at the stadium. We need you in those
seats. I'm trying. I want to get to one game.
I still got the last 2 weeks of the season. Me and you can go solo together in the snow.
Again.
I got 24-17 only because we'll be in 204. The 204 bump puts us over the top.
It's going to be a good sweatshirt game. Going to be a lot of Coors Lights coming in with the boys.
I said I wasn't going to drink until the game. I lied. I'm going to drink again tonight and then try to
own the lid.
Must be tomorrow.
It's a must when Vince is in the cups. It's immediate wake up and read the tweets. It's the best thing I do.
You have to know when the snake's in the cups, and then you get in the next morning. It does rule, and then also you just enjoy all of his DMs to superstars.
Although, I don't think Tony can see my account. It needs to remain between myself and the snake.
There's a chance it don't make Sunday because my new buddy is actually going to be in Massachusetts. He's got settle some affairs. He's selling a house that he just bought.
he's gonna sell it real cheap. Somebody else has won something out of it, and that's pretty funny. I just can't get over it. Anyway, yep, there it goes. Video's dead. We made it just in time. And so I mean, more Patriots nonsense, tailgate talk nonsense. Patriots won last week. I don't know if you heard, but we're gonna go for two in a row. That would be called a winning streak. Until then, contact us, Brady Disciple on Twitter, Malcolm Go Pod, run by KP, and mostly is just owning the libs now. And but you can talk to him on there. Don't be too rude because he comes at you with like a machete if you say anything. He says crazy shit, and my phone's constantly buzzing with warnings from Elon Musk that my account is about to be terminated. So I have that. And then MalcolmGoPodcast@gmail.com, the Patreon, patreon.com, MalcolmGoPodcast. It's on there. Discord, find us on there. That's fun. And then we'll be at the tailgates and all the boys come hang at the tailgates and we enjoy ourselves and have beers. And then we all sneak them in, drink them for free and enjoy ourselves. All right, go Pats.
Do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler stepping
up. Warner goes back to throw, and here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The back is yard field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way and it is.
love you. I love you. Right. You worked your ass off.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.
With the summer sizzle starting to fizzle, cooler heads are looking to lock in a wellness routine fit for the fall and beyond. Lucky for you, Ritual's high standards don't drop with the temperature. Fully committed to traceable science and sourcing, Ritual is shaking up the supplement industry with high-quality ingredients and scientifically developed formulas. With them, you know what you're taking, where it comes from, and why it's important. They've got every base covered, from their clinically backed women's 18-plus multivitamin to groundbreaking options like stress relief and sleep melatonin, which both use first-of-its-kind BioSeries technology designed to optimize formula delivery. And right now, for a limited time, get up to 40% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.